And Westlake has taken the field. Vikings will receive the second half kickoff. And for all your play-by-play action, Wes James.
Thank you, Taylor. Riddle back deep. That's Getty Brown. On the far side is Drossier. And Sylvester will do the kickoff. And he hasn't dropped back very far. Little pooch kick. And number 82.
Walker Schwab, 92 right there, comes down with the ball. They were onside kicking it the whole time. Wouldn't surprise me if they do that every time they kick off, Wes.
Of course, that might be the only time they get to kick off.
Let's hope so. I would love to see that. Campbell gets it out across midfield. The Vikings are going to take over first and 10, ball at the 47.
And there comes J.D. Lee with Michael Barrett. Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings right to the left on your radio dial. Leading 32 to nothing as we start the third quarter in the first round of this state high school playoff game. Barrett, twins left, twins right. He drops back. He's looking. He's got Tavon Kyle-Lopez, throws it right in the pocket and between two defenders. And Tavon drops it.
Yeah, the crowd wants pass interference. Kind of the problem there is a little bit too much air, underthrown just a bit. Tavon Kyle had to wait. If he'd have caught him in stride, it would have been six. But he had to wait a little bit, and the defenders just kind of ran into him as the ball got there. I personally think that's a good no call.
I am inclined to agree with you. Be second and 10 from our 47-yard line. Getty Brown, man coverage over here. We give it to J.D. Lee, looking for a hole. He's behind. He gets hit at the line of scrimmage. He was looking for a hole, and there wasn't much there. They're going to give him 2 yards up to the 49. It'll be third and eight from the 49-yard line.
J.D. Lee's trying to show patience, sticking that left arm right there, the right arm on the back of the blocker, just not able to seal the hole. Still does pick up positive yards. Going to be third down and eight for the Vikings. Got to get the ball to the 43 of Campbell.
Player signal plays back and forth. 11:18 to go here. Third quarter. Vikings leading 32 to nothing. Looks like they want to jam Getty Brown at the line of scrimmage. J.D. Lee to the far side. Quickly. Quarterback draw. Barrett with the ball. He has the first down as he gets into Spartan territory down to the 41. And boy, he just did that awfully, awfully quick.
Yeah, something we've seen all year. They put the run back in motion. They throw it, fake it out to the flats. Michael Barrett running up the middle. Enough for a first down. Got a slow Spartan trying to get up. Number 42, Terrence Pratt, linebacker injured for them on the play. Went to tackle Michael Barrett and got a little injured right there. Results of the play are first down.
Don't know if you noticed, but Cameron Smith, their quarterback, was warming up at halftime.
Yeah, I mean, what we saw from the backup coming in right there was probably the best action they've had on the night, but he was warming up at halftime. And I wouldn't be surprised if we still saw a little bit of Dicozzi coming in at quarterback, because that's been their best offense is when he was in with.
Absolutely. First and 10, our Vikings down at the Campbell 41-yard line. Barrett looks at that three-man front. They show blitz off the corner. He rolls our side away from it. Up the middle they come. He throws downfield. And we just got a pick. The ball just got intercepted. No, he said he was out of bounds.
Guys, his right foot was out of bounds when he came down. His right foot, it was right in front of me. And I think they just got a 15-yarder because when they came in blowing it dead, he turned around and had a few choice words.
Yeah, Michael Barrett kind of had pressure on him, threw off his back leg. It is going to be delay of gain.
When he had the words, he threw the ball down, so that's what they call the penalty there. All right. That's what they mean by delay of gain.
The better part of that, though, is the interception does not count because when he caught it, his foot was out of bounds. So Vikings catch a big break there and get 5 yards for delay of gain against the Spartans. So we got to continue to settle down here. A little bit of continued chippiness on both sides. A lot at stake here in this region. The state playoff game, first round game. First and five, Vikings.
And it'll be first and five down to their 36-yard line. Ball over there, hash mark. Vikings right to left on your radio dial. And you're right. He was under a lot of pressure. A ball that he should not have thrown, or at least he should have tried to throw it away. Well, we sure dodged a bullet right there. 10:45 to go here in the third period. Vikings leading 32-0. Barrett in the shotgun. J.D. Lee to his left. Two receivers near side. Nobody to the far side. He gives it to J.D. to the outside. Cuts by one man. Runs right to it off. He's around the corner. He's at the 20, the 15, the 10. Turns up field and touchdown Vikings.
36 yards on the scamper by J.D. Lee. All set up by the blocking up front. Really just shoved a stiff arm right in the face of a DB, which got him wide open, tiptoeing down the sideline. J.D. Lee on a 36-yard run for a touchdown.
And we're going to kick the extra point. Almond to hold. Will Talbert to snap. Musgrove to attempt it. Waiting on the ball. It's down. Kicks up. It's good. We'll take a 30-second break. Back after this.
And welcome back, Viking friends, to the CBC Bank Pass Box here at Martin Stadium. Vikings take a 39-0 lead here in the third quarter. And for the kickoff is our friend Wes James.
Thank you, Tanner. And Tyson Shaw, he'll be kicking towards that north end zone. As always, he makes sure he's got enough players on the field and they're ready. Referee blows his whistle. And there's the kick. Nice high kick. They will take it. At the 5, and he drops it. Picks it up at the 10. Gets hit by one man, and he'll go down at the 12. Maybe at the 12. Let's go to Bill Osborne for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, guys, that drive, 4 plays, 53 yards, capped off by a 36-yard touchdown run by number 21, J.D. Lee. Musgrove's PAT is good, and it's 39-0 with 10:19 left in the third quarter.
Campbell will start. Bill, thank you for that Page Heating and Air Drive recap. Campbell will start. First and 10 from their 12-yard line. Ball on their hash mark going from left to right on your radio dial. Had the pleasure of the 8th grade band being with the Bridgemen tonight.
We got a different quarterback too, Wes.
Yes, we do. That's number 21.
Is it 21 or 23?
That's 21. That was 23. 21 was the running back. He spins, turns, and he gets hit at the 12. That is Jadarius J.D. Thomas.
Yeah, J.D. Thomas, quarterback sweep, took the snap, almost kind of a wildcat there, took the snap, running to the left side there, and nothing doing on the play. Gets back to the original line of scrimmage. Second and 10 for the Spartans, ball on the 12-yard line.
And all they did was move from one side of the field to the other and lose it down.
Hash to hash.
Two receivers near side, single receiver far side. Almost a five-man front for our Vikings now. Man in motion towards us. It's a jet sweep. He gets hit at the 10. And it doesn't look pretty, folks. It does not look pretty for the Spartans right now as our defense have come out playing with a vengeance right here.
Yeah, halftime adjustments appear to be being made there. Running the jet sweep to the near side of the field. Hill and Schwab there in on the tackle for the Vikings. Cleaning up the jet sweep for the Spartans. They're going to bring up third and 11 for them.
Back the ball just inside the 11-yard line. 9 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 39-0. Thomas puts a man in motion, empty backfield. Five receiver set. He keeps it looking. No, it's not. That's DeCozy. DeCozy, they changed him up at quarterback, and DeCozy goes down hard at the 21.
Yeah, he faked the pitch out to the man in motion, running off the left side there, getting into space, but Vikings come up, make the tackle, and again, got an injured quarterback for the Spartans. That is DeCozy. And,
well, it'll be fourth and two from the 20. They started out with J.D. Thomas started the second half for him, and on that particular play, they changed up to DeCozy, but DeCozy just paid a tremendous price for that.
I did not see who made the hit. Tymir Moore is who we've credited for the tackle, but I don't know if he's the one that actually made the hit as well, being told number 62 for the Vikings, that is Dekoff, was in there on the tackle as well. He made a number change last week, or last game, that appears to be permanent. 62 is his number for the rest of the season. I'm assuming he was 54 prior to last week.
And here comes Carlos Silvesti to punt, and we send Devon Cowell back deep. And we're going to put three of our guys on their two gunners. And there is a whistle.
False start being called against the Spartans.
And he just did that on that punt. Silvesti did what I seen him do in practice, and that was take it off when he started running, still took it off the side of his foot.
So then we'll back him up and re-kick it here.
Now what we're doing is we're putting three guys up on their two gunners, trying to give Tavon Kyle a chance to return this kick.
We only have one guy back, that is Tavon. Previous punts, we've had him and Drossier back, but Drossier is out here on one of the gunners, probably their speed guy, to try to give us a little bit of breathing room on the return. We've had to pretty much, besides the punt return for touchdown, we've had to fair catch or let everything be down.
He gets it away. Tavon Kyle lets it hit at the 50. He's going to take it at the 45, starts this way, cuts back. Dances down the sideline, just across the 45, the 40, by one man, two, still on his feet, turns, and down the sidelines it goes, and no, they say he ran out of bounds at the 21.
Yeah, Tavon Kyle breaking ankles at midfield, tiptoeing down the sideline, really made two defenders kind of look foolish there, and got up and down the sideline there. They're going to mark him out of bounds at the 21-yard line. Good return by Tavon Kyle, showing his abilities in open field to make guys miss.
Ball on the far hash mark. 7:57 to go here in the third period. Vikings leading 39-0.
39 yards on the return for Tavon Kyle.
Here comes Michael Barrett. And he brings Gary Osby with him, big number two. Kyle and Getty Brown to the near side. We've got Getty Brown all the way to our sidelines. Nobody on the far side. Play clock at 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. He calls for it, and nope, they say that we're going to have to lay a game.
Yeah, he snapped it right after it hit zero. We got to show a little more intensity to get out there and get the playoff. We broke out of the huddle right here with about 17 or 16 seconds. Just not enough time to get everybody set. So it's going to back us up 5, first and 15.
7:55 to go here. Third period. Again, Vikings leading 39-0. First and 15, as Taylor told you, back at 26. Vikings going right to left on your radio dial there at the far hash mark. Osby to the left of Barrett. We stack two receivers behind each other here. Throw out to Devon Kyle. Devon turns, looking for a hole. Nothing there. They hit him. And his forward progress should get him somewhere down around the 27-yard line.
Yeah,
actually, you lose a yard.
Gets back to the line of scrimmage. Actually, yeah, you're right, Wes. Goes back about a yard and a half, maybe two. Had one guy to beat, wasn't able to do it. And a host of Spartans come in to make the play. Going to bring up second and 17 now. Ball at the 27-yard line.
Ball on the near hash mark. Barrett, look at it. Seven men, they jump. They don't break the plane. He's talking to his lineman. Brown rig as the F back, blocking back. And they give it to Osby. Osby just churns, fights across the 25, down to about the 22-yard line.
Osby running on an inside handoff on the left side, gets back to the original line of scrimmage, and shows his ability to drag a pile with him as he gets down back to the 21-yard line. Third and 10 for the Vikings. Clock continues to run here in the third quarter.
We send two receivers far side, Estevan Kyle and Getty Brown. Nobody to the near side. He moves Osby up beside him. Brown with the blocking back. Again, Osby over the left side by one man, hit it at the 20, the 10, the 15, into the end zone. Touchdown, Gary Osmond.
Yeah, what I said a minute ago about him running north and south, he just showed his cutting ability there. Running off the left side, stuck his foot in the left foot in the ground and cut it back to the middle of the field. Made a guy miss. 21 yards on the touchdown run for Gary Osby. And that is probably, yes, that is his longest run of the season. He almost added up all his two-yard runs. That's going to be equal to his yard-long run there. But, Gary Osby showing his speed and agility right there.
Coach signals, kick the extra point. Ball's down, kicks up. It's good. Back after this 30-second break.
Welcome back, Viking friends, to the CBC Bank Press Box here at Martin Stadium, where the Vikings have a 46-0 lead here, 6 minutes and 15 seconds to go in the third quarter.
Jets trail Glen Academy 27-3.
Glen Academy, region winner over there, facing the Cats as a 4 seed. And Glen Academy's got a good team. I think they played Tifton pretty tough, too, early in the season.
Yes, they did. Tyson Shaw set to kick off. And there is the kick. High kick is going to be going to the corner. Taken at the 6. There at the 10. The 15. Trying to go down the sidelines. That's the Cozy, and he gets run out of bounds about the 25-yard line. Let's go over to Bill Osborne for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, guys, that drive, 3 plays, 21 yards, all capped off by a 21-yard touchdown run by Gary Osby. PAT by Ashton Musgrove is good. Your score, 46-0 with 6:15 left in the third quarter.
Thank you, Bill Osborne.
And let's see who they're going to bring out at quarterback. It looks like the Cozy. And that's who it is. He's got a back on either side of him. Two receivers near side, single receiver far side. And at option, he keeps it, goes around the corner, and he'll lose yardage as we strung it out. And I haven't seen him throw the ball, and don't imagine he's going to.
Yeah, put it in the gut of the running back trying to do that speed sweep, reading what the defensive line's doing. He decided to pull it. Tiberius Droste right there making an open field tackle. Good job by that young man, bringing the Spartans down for a loss, 2nd and 12 for the Spartans.
Ball on the far hash mark. They're back at the 23-yard line.
Look at this formation. They're going heavy.
Yes, they are. As they try to come around this way, and we hit him at the line of scrimmage. And I thought he was down. They're saying no. Number 9, he's down the field. He goes. Will we get him from behind? No, into the end zone for a touchdown for the Spartans. But there's a flag back down here, and it's holding.
Yeah, it's going to negate a huge, huge touchdown run. What happened was they had everybody on the line of scrimmage. They really chopped this low. He ran it off that right side and really just kind of sat on a defender that was on the ground and spun. Everybody thought he was down on defense, and he churned it outside and ran for a huge touchdown run.
I thought he was down
coming
also.
Back. Yeah, it's coming back.
Guys, it was the right call. His knee never touched. He kind of bent over, his head almost touched. I thought maybe his elbow might have even touched, but I was able to see that his knee never hit the ground. But needless to say, it's all a mute point, holding on the call, and it'll back him up.
Yeah, negates a 77-yard touchdown run. That's one of those weird plays. You just, everybody in the stadium thinks he's down, and because he spun and sat on a defender that's on the ground, he keeps his feet. Good play, heads up play by him. Too bad it's brought back by a hold. Thankfully for the Vikings, it's coming back.
And they'll take it back all the way back to the 12 or 13-yard line of Campbell. And it'll be 2nd and about 22. 5:18 to go here in the third period. Vikings leading 46-0. Number 23 at quarterback, that's J.D. Thomas. And now we've got timeout. With that, we'll take a 30-second break back after this.
Welcome back, Viking friends, to the CBC Bank Press Box here at Martin Stadium. Third quarter action here, first round playoffs. Vikings are leading 46-0 over the Campbell Spartans. Julia Roberts High School, by the way.
Absolutely. Of course, you know, Lowndes issued an invitation to her to come march with the band tonight, and I guess she respectfully declined. Supposedly, somewhere on the sidelines tonight was Telvin Smith. I'm not sure if he made it or not. Second and 22. Back at the 13-yard line. There comes 23. That's J.D. Thomas with the football. He gets hit, and he'll go down. Oh, fights his way across the 20. He got hit about the 18, and kept turning until he got up to about the, the 17.
Sean Martin, number 25, in on the tackle for the Viking defense. He has a little bit of 5'7", 156-pound sophomore safety. Shows his grit getting in there, making the open field tackle. Third and long for the Spartans.
Still about up to third. They got it out to about the 16-yard line. Third and 19. Ball on the near hash mark. We're showing blitz. He drops back, starts to run. We hit him in the backfield, trying to strip the ball from him. And they're going to give us four. They're going to stop him at the 8.
Yeah,
we drove him into the end zone, Taylor, but his progress was stopped at the 8.
Four progress stops at the 8. Jamari Hill coming off that right side on the blitz. We were bringing the house. I mean, we were bringing everybody right there and really couldn't avoid it. And we drove him back and tackled him in the end zone before progress was stopped. And the Spartans are going to be forced to punt.
And we send Tavon Kyle back deep with 4 minutes to go here in the third period. Vikings leading 46-0, and you tell Campbell's starting to really get wore down now. Silvesti standing in his end zone. Again, we come out and we're doing everything we can to make sure that Tavon has a chance to return this one. His kick, he takes it at the 40. Bobbles it, picks it up, spins a 360. He's across the 35 to 30. And there's a horse collar, and they don't call it. A horse collar grabbed him and spun him all the way around.
Yeah, Tavon Kyle tackled there by the neck. I don't know if it was by the back. It was
by the chest, guys. His hand, yeah. His hand was right above the numbers, right there on the chest, right at the top of the shoulder pads. I don't know that Tavon saw him, and he just kind of came out of nowhere, but it was a clean tackle.
Well, thank you, Marty, for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. Because from here, yes, it looked so ugly.
It's one of those where it just looks nasty kind of tackles that you just think something had to be called there. But I kind of thought maybe from the front and the way he spun that it wasn't a horse collar. But it looked nasty, really, from our vantage point.
The first and 10 Vikings from the Spartan 31-yard line. 3:25 to go here in the third period, leading 46-0 to Vaughn. Is Michael Barrett in the shotgun. J.D. Lee right beside him. Tavon Kyle and man coverage over here on this side. Again to J.D. Lee over the right side. Look at J.D. Stutter. Step turns right up the middle. Still on his feet as he fights his way forward for about 9 yards down to somewhere around the 22-yard line.
J.D. Lee just shows such good balance. I mean, he's got good open field vision, able to cut, but his balance is one of those things that it's really hard to teach a running back. 9 yards on the pickup by J.D. Lee. Going to get the ball to the middle of the field, down to the 22-yard line. And we've got a second down and 1.
Ball in the middle of the field. Marcus Brown rigged the blocking back. Barrett looks to the sidelines. Play clock at 7. He takes it again to J.D. Lee. J.D. Lee trying to get outside, turns the corner, turns upfield, and about 13 he goes, and there's a flag down in the backfield. I'm not sure what it is, but we scored, but I'm not sure what the referee's going to call.
Yeah, 22-yard touchdown run by J.D. Lee has all the appearance of being brought back. Let's see what the White Hat has to say about it.
It's a hold.
Yep, hold against the Vikings. Really another great stiff arm by him. Found a home over there running off the right side, outside there, and unfortunately a hold's going to bring it back.
Lots. You know, I don't recall our Vikings getting penalized this much all year.
Yeah, Lowndes after that penalty is going to be 7 penalties for 75 yards. Campbell's been penalized 7 times for 45. So a lot of penalties thus far called in this game. Are pretty equal between both teams, however.
Oh, it's going to be second and 12 Ball in the middle of the field. We're back at the 33. We've got to get down to the 21. Barrett. Play clock at 3. Gives it to Lee around the left side. Cuts in between. Oh, and trips up just as he goes around the corner. Got tripped up a little bit. Otherwise, he may be off to the races.
J.D. Lee on a little sweep there. Trying to let his blockers set the edge for him. Turf Monster got a little bit of him there, too. Trips up. Gets positive yards, but it's going to be third down and 9 for the Vikings.
Ball at the 30-yard line. 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 46-0. Barrett changes the play. 15 on the play clock. Gives it to Osby. Look at Big Gary Osby run off to the races. They won't catch him. They won't catch him. Touchdown, Vikings.
30-yard touchdown run. Not a flag on the field. Gary Osby back-to-back touchdown run. 30 yards on the carry, and he hits the hole hard. And for a defensive lineman, he's got some speed, Wes.
Yes, he does.
Man.
And for the 11th time this season, we rolled over 50.
Yeah, we get 52 right there. Waiting the extra point with a minute 30 to go. Palmer Henderson did walk off a little limpy there. Got a new kicker in with.
Number 81 kicks up. It's good. We'll be right back after this 30-second break.
And welcome back, Viking friends, to the CBC Bank Press Box here at Martin Stadium. Vikings have a 53-0 lead over the Campbell Spartans. And for the kickoff, Wes James.
Thank you, Taylor. And Tyson Shaw sets it down. Our new kicker that came in to kick the extra point. Oh, it was Brian Carlos, number 81.
Starting to see some substitutions here on the kickoff team. Got a good group of guys in here getting some action.
He approaches that football, puts his right foot into it. That one will sail up and into the end zone. With that, let's go over to Bill Osborne for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, gentlemen, that drive, 3 plays for 31 yards, capped off by a 30-yard touchdown run by number 2, Gary Osby. The PAT by Brian Carlos is good. And your score, 53-0 with 1 minute 30 seconds left in the third quarter.
Bill, thank you for that Page Heating and Air Drive recap. Sorry, Taylor.
All right, we're getting some substitutions in here up front for the Vikings. Number 90, that is Ted McCray. Drossier is at DB or at defensive end.
They've got number 4 at running back.
It's that same formation that they scored on us with.
Yep, and that's Duprell. And this time he gets hit at the line of scrimmage, and down he goes.
Antonio Camargo in there on the tackle, number 44. Busting through there, also in on the tackle, helping out Devon Lane. A couple linebackers in there. Walker Schwab checking back in. We're getting a good mix in the secondary. Got some guys checking in, too.
There they go again, and they run right. We get a hand on him. Turns out fair. This time he gets hit as he crosses the 20 to the 21, so give him a yard.
Jalen Flanagan right there coming up, making the open field tackle. Gets it back to the original line of scrimmage. Flanagan coming up, making a good stop right there from the safety position. Excuse me, linebacker. He was at linebacker right there.
I like this formation. You put guys down in a four-point stance on the heavy side, and you run that way behind them. Now they're going to change it up a little bit, and they're going to bring DeCrosi. Looks like DeCrosi back at the quarterback. Yep, DeCrosi's back at quarterback. 3 receivers far side, 2 near side. We haven't seen him pass. We've got a 5-man front, and he starts to run, looking for a hole. He's across the 30, the 35, the 40, down the sidelines into Viking territory. Will we catch him? No, we won't. No, we won't. DeCrosi will score for the Campbell Spartans.
Yeah, ran on the right side there. 79-yard touchdown run by DeCrosi, and really just found a hole on the right side. He took it to the house right there. He's got some speed, Wes, and he showed it as soon as he hit that second level.
He did. Now, of course, we've seen it with him catching the ball, but he does have some speed. Coach Slack is not happy.
Slack is mad. Slack is livid right there. Wanted to keep the shutout going.
Guys, they all did. The coaches, the starters, everybody was upset. But that was just a product of we had so many substitutions. I think we just got out of position. I don't think it was anybody made a bad play. Just everybody, we had people moving in, didn't know exactly where to line up and didn't be in the right position, and they catch us there.
Yeah, Campbell does take a timeout here. We're going to keep it right here. But their holder did not come into the game, so Coach Atkins wanted to call a timeout there. And awaiting the extra point, Campbell gets on the board here with 3.2 seconds left to go in the third quarter.
And like I say, once he got outside, he was off to the races. Some good speed.
Yeah, he showed his speed. Marty makes a good point. We're substituting guys in there. I think we had all of our starters coming out there. Previous play, there were still a few starters in, and we just didn't get lined up right.
By the looks of things, and I still realize we got a quarter of a football to go, but by the looks of things, all three Region 1 teams will advance to the second round.
And even the even that large bid, Marietta beat Westlake. So yeah, they're going to go for two here, Wes.
Yes, they are. Let's see what they've got. J.D. Thomas at the quarterback, I think. He takes a snap, and he starts that way. He looks. We string it out. We hit him. Nope. He will not get it. We'll take a 30-second break back after this.
Walton was closer than most people thought.
Thank you for joining us here. This is CBC Bank Press Box here at Martin Stadium. Vikings still have a 53-6 lead. The extra point was no good.
Hey, the second time tonight they kicked off. Last time was pretty much an onside kick.
Yeah, I would assume they're going to do something similar here. The kicker takes short setback.
And he doesn't take, he takes two steps and that's it. And there it is. And we catch it. And I thought, Bill Osborne was saying, I thought we called a fair catch, but apparently not. But we'll take it at the 39-yard line.
Well, Sean Moore paid the price, and he's probably going to get talked to here about why you do call a fair catch there, because he's lucky to hold on to that. They really laid the wood on that hit on him. He made the fair catch. They can't hit you like that, so that's going to be a lesson learned by that young man. We go to the fourth quarter. Vikings lead 53-6. We'll be right back after this 30-second break. Welcome back, Viking friends, to the CBC Bank Press Box here at Martin Stadium. Vikings take a fourth quarter lead, 53-6. Got a new quarterback in the game, Joe Allman.
Joe Allman in the quarterback. Vikings, they go, like say, first and 10 from the 39-yard line, going from left to right on your radio dial. It is a running clock. Allman gives it to number 25. He's across the 40, the 45 out to the 46-yard line. And that is number 25, Sean Martin.
Yeah, Sean Martin after that good catch he made on the kickoff, comes in, gets good positive yards. Going to give him 7 on the play. Going to bring up 2nd down and 3.
All the way out to the 46-yard line. The ball in the middle of the field. Allman looks over, changes the play. We do have a running clock. Switches the blocking back. And again gives it Martin. Martin gets hit at the line of scrimmage this time and will lose a yard back to the 45. It will be 3rd and 4 from there.
Inside handoff right there on the left. Spartan defenders come up, make a good open field tackle there, getting penetration on that play.
We change players out.
Dalvin Hughes checks in at receiver, number 27.
.10:40 to go here in the ball game. Vikings going from Hay Howard to Lake Park. He keeps it. Allman keeps the quarterback keeper. He has the first down into Cavalier territory. The Spartan territory down to the 44-yard line.
That's such the beauty of the read option. You put it in the gut of the running back. Watch what the defensive lineman does. Marty's impact player right there, Justin Hayes, the big liner for them, bit on the running back. Allman kept it off that right side. Good pickup of by him, 11 yards on the carry, and we got first and 10, Boston's 44-yard line of the Spartans.
Almond with John Martin in the backfield. He's got trips to the far side, single receiver near side. Spartans still in a three-man front. 9:50 to go in the ball game. Almond, he gives it to Martin. Martin finds a hole right up the middle, turns, spins, fights his way down across the 40. Still on his feet as he gets down to the 35-yard line. There's a lot of fight in that young man.
Yeah, being helped out there by the lineman coming in, pushing the pile a little bit. Gets it close to the first down. It is going to be a little short. Martin showing a lot of grit right there, running hard by number 25, Sean Martin.
Parker Brogdon, a 6'2", 310-pound junior lineman, checks in.
Dylan Durrance, number 73, was helping that pile move forward at left guard there.
Two receivers far side, two receivers near side. Almond with Martin to his right. He keeps it again right up the middle. Look at Joe Almond turn and spin. The big man running all the way down to the 20-yard line. I like that quarterback.
Yeah, just put it in the gut. Decided to keep it right up the middle this time. He ran outside last time. Split some defenders. Got to the second level. 15 yards on the rush right there by Joe Almond. Ball's down at the 20-yard line. Clock continues to run inside of 9 minutes.
We can get a first down at the 10. First and 10 from the 20. Almond. Arms length away from Sean Martin. Four. There's what do we got. And it's against our Vikings.
I honestly didn't see what happened there. Marty, you were right there. Did you have a clue what happened there? It's a 5-yard penalty.
Make it first and 15 back at the 25.
Marty's got his earpiece out listening to the white or the official give the instructions.
Vikings leading 53-6. They're showing blitz. Again, Almond keeps it, dunces up the middle, still on his feet. Look at him go! And will he get back? Yes, he will, into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
25 yards on the rushing touchdown by Joe Almond. And, yes, he does get in. Fake the handoff, running off that right side. There's a flag in the corner right here.
Yeah, guys, they got him after he clearly crossed the goal line 3 or 4 yards deep in the end zone. They shoved him out of bounds. Referee was right there on top of it quick to throw the flag, so they'll get a 15-yarder. I'm assuming it'll be assessed on the kickoff.
That it will be. Marty, think of that equipment parts supply and equipment parts supply sideline update. Brian Carlos to attempt the extra point. Almond to hold. We're trying to get a couple of linemen on. Now three linemen. Guys are changing up.
Yeah. Got special teams coming in here. Starters having to put their helmet back on and run in there for the field goal.
Ball's down. Kicks up. It's good. We'll take a 30-second break back after this.
Welcome back, friends, to the CBC Bank Press Box. Vikings, after a Joe Almond touchdown run, go 60-6. Ashton Musgrove is going to be checking in to do the kickoff here.
And they're going to kick it off from the 45, from their 45.
Personal foul right there, a late hit on Joe Almond as he was clearly into the end zone.
Absolutely. Very apparent what happened. Let's see what Musgrove does with this one. And taken at the 10. There at the 15, go far side, get hit at the 20, still on his feet, knocked out of bounds about the 21-yard line. Let's go over to Bill Osborne for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, guys, that drive, six plays, 61 yards, capped off by a 25-yard touchdown run by Joe Almond. Brian Carlos's PAT is good. Your score, 60-6 with 7:30 left in the game.
Our Vikings will advance to the second round next week, and right now it looks like it's going to be against McEachern.
And more importantly, Wes, I don't know if you just said it because I have my headset off, South Forsyth does lose. They're the other one seed in our quadrant, so we do hold home field advantage as long as we keep winning until the semis.
And there's a flag down. Where now another flag. And that's important.
Yeah, it'd be a coin flip in the semis as long as North Gwinnett doesn't go down because Westlake in the bottom quadrant is the one seed. So we, us and North Gwinnett are the remaining one seeds on our half of the bracket. If we keep winning, we would be a coin flip in the semis. Got to face McEacher next week, of course, but a huge, huge one seed going down there.
There they go around the right side. They get drove inbounds, clocked down to 6:45.
Guys, we got some history with McEacher, and we had a good little home-and-home series with them, played them in the playoffs a few times. But they did come down here several years back and play us. We know their coach well, talked to him several times, Coach Hockman. McEacher's a really good football team. Kind of surprising loss last week. They finished second in their region. Next week's going to be a really big football game.
Quarterback looking to run, gets hit. Ball's up in the air on the ground. We pick it up. Vikings football at the Campbell 23-yard line.
Yeah, number four was their quarterback, kind of running the Wildcat. DePrill got hit hard. Ball went straight up in the air, recovered by the Vikings. I didn't see who recovered the fumble. 38 is what our great spotters are telling us. Number 38 is...
Clock continues to run.
Hossendorf.
Just heard Valwood won. Congratulations to the Valiants.
Allman and the shotgun. Sean Martin to his right. Twins left, Twins right. They've gone back to that 3-3 defense. Joe Allman looks to the sidelines, letting the play clock run down. It's at 13. 10, run as much time off the clock as they can now. 60-6, our Vikings lead. They give it to Martin around the left side. No, Allman keeps it again. Look at him on his feet, fighting, saying, hey, Michael Barrett can do this, and I can too. And what a block out there at the 10-yard line. I tell you what, these young men, they're playing some hard football.
Yeah, anytime you get some action with the varsity, you want to make it count. Joe Allman fakes the handoff, running right up the middle there, able to get good penetration. Second down and two, balls across the 15-yard line, right at the 15-yard line.
Guys, another game of note, Newton and Parkview are now in overtime, tied 35-35.
Thank you for that equipment part supply sideline update. Marty, keep us informed on that one, please.
Winner of that game is going to play Mountain View, who did knock off North Forsyth.
Two receivers near side, single receiver far side. Allman put Sean Martin to his left. Gives it to Martin. Martin runs right into the teeth of that Campbell defense, and he'll get back to the 15-yard line, where it will be third and two from there.
Yeah, running the right side there. Last two plays, Allman has kept it, trying to keep the defensive line honest there, giving it to Martin that time on the read, and stopped on the play, back to the original line of scrimmage. Good open field tackle there by the Spartan defensive line.
Third and two. 3:52 to go here in the ball game. Vikings leading 60-6. Two receivers far side, two near side. Allman barking out signals, letting that play clock run down. It's a 10. We'll get down about 5. He takes it. No, he keeps it, and they grab him by the face mask. There's a flag down, and he gets the first down, but they're going to fix an attack on probably about, I'd say, 15, but
yeah,
it's going to be half the distance.
Yeah, half the distance. Joe Allman faked the handoff again, running off the left side, getting to the outside, and the only way he was stopped is the defensive lineman grabbed his face mask, spun him back around, and even after the face mask, though, he got positive yards back to the almost the first down marker, but regardless, it's going to be half the distance here. An automatic first down for the Vikings.
Guys, the line judge on the other side of the field came rushing in to say something to the referee as well. I think he's going to turn and call another penalty here. There's two flags over on the far side of the field at the line of scrimmage, so there might be another penalty here.
Let's see what the official does. Steps out. Illegal procedure against the Vikings. Personal foul, face mask, offset, replay the down.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of that.
I'm not
it's a 5-yard penalty offset by a 15-yard face mask penalty, but that's the nature of the game. So our legal procedure call offset by the face mask, the repeat third down.
Allman takes a snap. Gives it to Martin around the right side. He's across the 20, and he'll fight his way, across the 15. He'll fight his way down to about the 13. It'll be a first down as we approach the 3-minute mark here in the ball game.
Yeah, just running the speed sweep over here to the right side, gave it to him, plowed forward, really kind of ran over a guy to get the first down. Or are they going to, they might be measuring here. No, they're staying fourth. It appeared from our angle. Marty, you're right there on top of it, looking right down the line. And Whitehead comes in and says first down. They were thinking about it, though, weren't they?
I was trying to tell them. It's first down. I can see it clearly across the line. I was trying to tell them, and I don't know what took them so long.
2.5 minutes to go here in the ball game. Vikings leading 60-6 in this first-round state playoff game. We will advance to the second round, where we will play McEachern next Friday night right here. Allman looking at that play clock. It's inside 10. They're showing blitz. He gives it to, they throw the ball out, and that's a fumble. They pull it out, and we don't know who has come up with it. There's a
number 33, Skyler Riviere, on the carry, and a defensive guy just came in and ripped it out, and looks like the Spartans are going to recover the fumble. So we were knocking on the door there, and a fumble is going to turn the ball over to the Spartans. The clock is running inside of a minute 45.
You can see when he reached in and just yanked that ball out.
Yeah, great play by the defender there in a situation where the running back's got it and you make contact trying to rip it out, and that's exactly what happened. And the young running back, first carry right there of the night, comes in and fumbles it. He'll be thinking about that one tonight. Unfortunately, turns the ball over here to the Spartans.
First and 10, Spartans at their own 16-yard line. Ball on their hash mark. They're going from Lake Park to Hayhire. Quarterback takes a snap, rolls right. That's number 4. He gets around the right side looking for something out there, and we just run him out of bounds on the far side of the field.
Yeah, quarterback keeper running on the right side there. Wildcat formation and gets enough for the first down. Going to get 11 on the carry inside of 1 minute. Clock is running.
And move it all the way out to the 27-yard line.
Guys, two freshmen just checked into the game for us, 7 and 14. 14 is T.J. Quinn, name y'all might recognize.
I think I do.
Linebacker.
Play action, quarterback keeper. He gets hit. He goes down at the 31-yard line. Clock still running.
He looks like an athlete too, Marty. He's got the look, got the towel behind him right there. You can tell the young man has spent some time around football players because he looks the part. T.J. Quinn, number 14.
And they're standing there looking at the clock. I think they're just going to let it run out. 14 seconds, 12, 10. And that will be the ball game. Vikings win 60-6 here in the first round of the state playoffs. We'll take a 3-minute break. We'll be back after this.
Welcome back, Viking friends, to the CBC Bank Press Box here at Martin Stadium. Vikings are victorious 60-6 against the Campbell Spartans in the first round of the GHSA state playoffs. And teams have heard the alma mater in front of the band. And I know whenever Marty can, he will get in after Coach Mack gets a congratulatory handshakes, usually from the superintendent, usually from his wife.
Now, confirmed, we will be playing McEachern this Friday night, next Friday night, that's 8 right. o'clock right here at Martin Stadium.
Go 60-6. I know you're proud of your team tonight.
Absolutely. Great job. Great job by the kids, man. They played hard. Coaches had a good game plan. Really pleased.
Coach, you had about 350 yards offense despite the fact Travis Tisdale didn't play tonight. J.D. Lee stepped up, had a good game, 60-some yards rushing, and Gary Osby had 60-some yards rushing, and Barrett had 90-something. So good job tonight of your Viking offense on the ground.
Thank you.
Hey, Coach, and of course, defense played well tonight, too. You gave up that big one there in the second half, but you kept their big plays at bay, and I know that was something you talked about before the game you wanted to do.
Yeah, we wanted to keep the big plays, and they did that. The B team was in when they scored the touchdown, so, I thought we played very well.
Coach, next week, McEachern comes down here to play in the Concrete Palace. I know you'll enjoy this victory, but get started on McEachern tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, Marty, for that Deloach Body Works Coaches interview. And I know you probably have some players you want to speak to as well. Who you got?
I do, guys. I'm standing here, of course, with J.D. Lee and Mr. Dalton Hall, and one of our starting linemen. I'm going to start with J.D. J.D., big night tonight. You knew coming in you were going to have to step up. Travis was hurt. Second half 2 weeks ago, you kind of had to carry the load there with Travis out, and you knew that coming in. Gary Osby stepped up and played well tonight, too. But talk to us a little bit about going in tonight, knowing Travis was hurt, and you came up with 60-something yards rushing and one big touchdown.
You just had to come out and just had to execute, really. Thankful for my linemen, to be honest with you, man. That's what it really is about, my linemen. That's what I'm really grateful for. Without all that, if I didn't have them, none of us would be possible. So.
Absolutely. I love the team motto there. Of course, Dalton standing behind you, kind of just giving you the smile. But I got to ask you about one play tonight, kind of reminiscing of Tavon Kyle earlier in this year. I saw you as you were coming out. You broke around the right side there going down towards the field house. You had one man in your way. You gave him a pretty good stiff arm there, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I had to get him out of the way. I had to get my team back on top.
I had to get him out of the way. I like it. Good play there, of course. And Dalton, all year long, you know, we're averaging over 50 points. Put 60 on the board tonight. It's got to be fun blocking for guys like J.D. Lee and Tisdale and Barrett.
Yes, sir. It's very fun. I enjoy everyone. I've played with them ever since I was little, and that's all I block for them.
Absolutely. Of course, don't get a whole lot of credit on the offensive line, and you're just fine with that, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm straight.
As long as we get a W.
I got the W.
There you go. Of course, first-round playoff victory, 60-6. McEachern coming to town next week. I know y'all are already looking towards that one, aren't you?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Good luck to you, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you, Marty, for that Deloach Body Works coaches and players interview there with J.D. Lee and Dalton Hall. Gentlemen? You want to go over some stats, post-game stats?
I can. I'm sorry. Hey, watching my daughter leave the field.
Hey, be a dad there for a minute. I'll go do stats if you want me to.
I understand. That's fine. Well, tonight, the Vikings win 60-6. We've got first downs with Lowndes, 13. Campbell with 10. Rushing yards, 30 carries for 300 yards for the Vikings. 31 carries for 174 yards for the Spartans. Passing tonight, neither team really had a big yards there. We were 8 of 16 for 50 yards and no interceptions. While Campbell, 6 of 15 for 25 yards and 2 interceptions. Our leading rusher, let me get you that right here, it was going to be Michael Barrett, 4 carries, 94 yards. You had Gary Osby, 7 carries for 68 yards, 3 touchdowns. And then you had, that's going to be J.D. Lee, 8 carries, 62 yards and a touchdown. Joe Allman threw in another touchdown there, 4 carries, 59 yards. And that was how that rushing. Receiving, it was Tavon Kyle, 5 catches for 33 yards and a touchdown. And Marcus Gary had 1 catch for 11. He had some really great opportunities tonight.
We're trying to get a Marcus Gary run, baby run, for you, but he was wide open a couple times tonight, just wasn't able to bring him in.
And I think he was just as disappointed as anybody here about the entire night of not making those catches, because he was wide open on several of those. But a great night by our Vikings. I had Jamari Hill with 6 total solo tackles on the night, probably leading the team for the most part in total tackles. Tymir Moore with 4, also with an interception. And, of course, number 45, Tyson Shaw, with an interception for a touchdown. And our Vikings victorious 60-6 in round 1. What else you got?
Yeah, box score. Vikings get on the board 7-0 in the first, put 25 in the second. Scored 21 in the third, gave up the 1 touchdown to Campbell in the sixth, and we scored 1 touchdown in the fourth quarter.
Make it 70-6, and that's your box score.
Look.
Yep, that's exactly right. Well, guys, it's going to be a good one next week. As we said, the 2 number 1 seeds in our top quadrant are gone. That means as long as we win, we're home through Thanksgiving.
Yeah, there's 2 number ones in our quadrant. There's 2 gone in our side of the bracket.
Side, okay.
If we're lucky enough to beat McEachern next week, we would have another guaranteed home playoff game because South Forsyth did go down. It's our understanding to Mountain View tonight. I know Marty was looking close at the Parkview Newton score, but first and foremost, McEachern, tickets will go on sale Monday night at the Touchdown Club for that game. It's going to be an 8 o'clock kickoff here at Martin Stadium. Probably the same as this week. You can get your reserve season tickets until Tuesday, and then they'll open them up to anybody on Wednesday. And we'll be hosting the McEachern Indians next Friday night, game time at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, all tickets for this game are $10. That's set by the GHSA. So those tickets for your season tickets, you'll be able to pick those up at $10 a piece. That'll begin Monday from 8 a.m. to 4:30, and then Friday from 8 to 4. That's Monday through Thursday, sorry. Remember, Region shirts are on sale. You can pick up a Region shirt, short sleeves, long sleeves as well. Reading off my text here. But, again, it's going to be a great night. GHSA, second round of the playoffs, set price $10. Be sure and get by then, get your tickets this week.
Marty, what's your final thoughts, my man?
Guys, overall, it was a good night. I mean, you know, it was one of those games coming into. I felt like there just wasn't much excitement coming in this game, and I was a little worried about that and how we would show up and how we react. And I do think we kind of started a little slow because of it. But the team just continued to execute and continued to play football. And, of course, we just wore down the Spartan team tonight. It just did not have the numbers and the size to hold up. And we just continue to play good football. We did make some mistakes tonight with penalties. We got to clean those up. I think some of that, again, is just being lackadaisical to some degree. But you come out and you play a non-excited, lackadaisical game, you win 60-6. I mean, it's just a great, great night for your team. I look for it to be amped back up next week. I mean, we know this team's coming in here. You can see the reaction from not only the players but Coach Mack. There are very, very few words in the post-game interviews. They were happy to get this win, but this wasn't no big, huge celebration. This is just one step on their journey. They've got their goals in mind, and their eyes are on the prize, and I like to see that. But it's a good night for our Vikings. I thought Tavon Kyle had a big night. Thought O-line really played well. And I just thought the defense, of course, rebounded after giving up 35 points in the first half 2 weeks ago. They came out and just played exceptional tonight. I was very, very proud of them. Hope the quarterback for the other team is okay. I know he took a beating there early on, and I do hope he's okay. We really got after him tonight, and, you know, that was a good thing to see us get pressure and get in the backfield. But just proud of the team overall. And, you know, I know we talked a lot about the one seeds and this and that and home field, but, you know, that's a big football game next week, and that's all we need to be thinking about at this point. And it's going to be a good one. I look forward to seeing the McEachin Indians down here next Friday night.
Phil?
All right. You know, really, they came out tonight and did what they had to do early. They played as well as they needed to, and then really the shackles came off, and they began to play extremely well.
Guys, I hate to interrupt you, Bill, but I just got an update. Parkview wins 42-35 in overtime.
Wow, 42-35, so Parkview victorious up in that top part of the bracket. So, but again, just really excited about how well our offensive played, and really we did it and spread the ball around. No one person. Osby had a great night. J.D. Lee had a good night. So did Michael Barrett. And we passed enough to do what we needed to do. So I'm excited about that. Defensively, I thought they did a phenomenal job as they really cut down those big plays. And that's what we're going to need when we go up against the McEachern Indians next week.
Yeah, I enjoyed this game, Wes. I mean, it was, like you said, it was kind of, Marty mentioned, it was kind of one of those games it's hard to get pumped up for. You know, all predictions were that we'd have a big game against them. And it took a while. I mean, first quarter, I mean, it was a 7-0 game, and we didn't really show signs of blowing this team out. And we kind of bared down there and got focused and got some big plays out of the Vikings. Defensively, I thought we played a great game. The one score Campbell had was kind of missing some adjustments, getting lined up, and they had a big play there. Other than that, we played a great defensive ball game, and offensively, I thought we started clicking on all cylinders starting that second and third quarter. Want to remind everybody about Tuesday night, the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show. We'll take place at the Mill. We'll go on air at 6:45. Coach Mack will wrap this game up, and he'll give us a peek into the window of the McEachern Indians that we will be facing against next Friday night. I was pleased with the outcome tonight, guys, and it was a well thought game. Hopefully, we came out of here injury free, and hopefully, we've got the guys that were injured today this week can get some rest and be ready for our next game.
Yep, Wes, what do you got?
I mean, you guys have summed it all up. We started out slow, maybe a lack of intensity not on the coach's part, but on the players' part. And once they said, hey, wait a minute, we only score 7 here in the first quarter. Then we come back, and it's 25-0 at halftime, but in the third quarter, it looked like Viking football that we're used to seeing all year long. But like you say, you've got to put this behind you.
Yeah, it's over.
Because McEachern, no matter what their record is, where they finished in their region, they're making that trip down 75 with one thing on mind, coming out of here with a victory and continuing in the playoffs.
Yeah, they are. Well, for all of us at TheVikingVoice.com, I want to thank you for joining us here on the radio, on the 99.5 Kicks Country Radio. And Biddle's destroying me over here. And I want to say it's been a great night tonight. Be sure and join us Tuesday night at the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show. We'll be back on the air 7 o'clock next Friday night for our countdown to kickoff. And then all your action right here beginning at 8 o'clock on 99.5 Kicks Country. So, Wes, there's nothing left to say but good night, Wes.
Good night, Wes. Tonight's broadcast has been engineered by Mr. Sam. It's been produced by Bill Osborne. It is a – oh, I'm sorry. It has been produced by Taylor Biddle. There you go.
Bill's doing stats. He didn't have anything to do with the board tonight.
Tonight's broadcast has been engineered by Mr. Sam, produced by Taylor Biddle. It is a production of the Viking Voice LLC in conjunction with Black Crow Media. For all of Black Crow Media, for all of Lounge High Sports, for the Viking Voice, I'm Wes James. Vikings win 60-6. You've been listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Good night, Lowndes County.